did you start kind of following his progression, and what do you think of Blake so far, and what's the next step for him?
Oh, gosh, I'll tell you, I mean, all the way back to the combine, I mean, he was definitely a guy that he stood out. Obviously, he's a very good player, and he's a guy, you know, just got to really kind of look back and watch the whole season of him and see how that's going to go and how we can develop him. I mean, I think that's the big key is just letting him come along slowly but surely and get better and better every day.
Nathaniel, they say you're an energy guy. What does that mean?
Well, it means I'm really excited all the time, you know. And I love football. I love being around it, every aspect of it. It's the only thing I know. It's what I've been a part of my whole life, ever since I was born, you know. So I just think it's something you just every day, you know, you kind of sit back and you realize, wow, I get to coach in the NFL. I get to work for a great organization with a bunch of great people, and that fires me up. I mean, just to be able to walk in a building like this and a stadium like this now, which is even cooler because now I get to come to the stadium every day. But, I mean, it's just about bringing that energy and making sure everybody around you, from you guys to the community to the players, is just fired up to be working and fired up to be working football and having fun.
I know it happened quickly with Gus. He was telling us about that, but he's like that too. Could you sense that when you two guys in the room together had to be dangerous?
It is. It's funny. We came in as quality control guys together when we were at Tampa, and he was one of those guys. He was great to talk to. We were both fired up just to be quality control guys at the time. And I mean, it's just he's a great guy to be around, and I've learned a lot from him. And I'm just excited to be with another guy that's got that high energy.
What's it like to work with a guy like Greg Olsen, who also has a background as a quarterback's coach?
It's awesome. It's awesome. I mean, we've only been together. Oh, no, not at all. I mean, my dad has coached quarterbacks, so, I mean, every single thing that I do has been questioned since day one from a guy like him. So it's so funny. Right when you think you're doing something good, too, you always got dad going, hey, what are you doing? It's awesome. I mean, anytime you can get more people that understand that position, I mean, let's face it, it's the best position in all of sports, in my opinion, and it's very difficult to play, and the more people that you have involved in that position and the more thoughts that you have is unbelievable. I mean, it's going to help me grow and just become a better coach, and that's all I can do.
So you don't have to be a clone of Greg. You can bring your own ideas to the table when you're working with the quarterbacks?
Yeah, I think it's just – I think the main thing is to make sure – you know, it's all about Coach Olsen. I want to make sure that I can fit into his realm and his system. I think that's super important. You know, being in his position before, working with quarterback coaches and so forth, you have to make sure that it's all one vision for the quarterback because you don't want to muddy that up. So for me right now, it's what have I done in the past that can fit to what he does, and I have to keep learning what he wants to do, because once we can get all that same on the same page, that's going to be the most critical thing for the quarterback. And it's fun. It's fun to learn the things that we've done the same, which kind of shows me that, hey, oh, this was right. And then it's sometimes fun to see things that are new. And you go, wow, why do you do this? And you get to ask questions, and the conversations are awesome because you're kind of talking the same language and you all have the same goal to make him great. None really right now. Just a quick hello, you know, trying to get to all the quarterbacks and just introduce myself. But right now we can't really talk to him. That's the – and for a high-energy guy like me, that really isn't cool because you just want to – hey, you want to come in and talk?
I don't know. Maybe this is wrong, but I always called him the two-year-old that you're grooming to run in the Kentucky Derby is the three-year-old, that he's going to get bigger. He's going to get another foot on his fastball. He's going to see things – slow down. I mean, do you see that in him?
Oh, I without a doubt. I mean, that's always the biggest, most difficult thing for a coach, because just like you always see all these great things and you want so much and you want to do this and you want to do that because you're so excited about all these different things. But I think that you have to always kind of remember he is that younger player, and he is going to see things he's never seen. He's going to be against great competition, and you kind of have to take that step back and make sure it's about him. It's not about what I know. It's not about what we know. It's not about what any of the coaches know. It's about what can we give to him and slowly get him to where we all want him to be without getting too excited, which sometimes is difficult.
It is a big, giant leap from year one to year two, though, with almost every quarterback that's ever played in this league.
There tends to be. At times there is. There's some guys that don't. I mean, it's always different for every single guy.
Put it this way. The guys who get there, yeah. This is when they show.
With, without a doubt. I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, you lose the butterflies in your stomach. You all of a sudden realize, whoa, I can actually play in this league. So now you're going, okay, now I can really fine-tune myself. And especially a lot of the guys that are drafted real early, when they come out, I mean, they've got so many things on their plate. They're, you know, they're learning new systems. They're learning how to be a pro. They have the all the rookie symposiums. They've got all these things. I mean, everything. Their whole life has changed. And then when you go to that year two, now you get to step back. You get to have a full off season. You get to train the way you want to train. You understand the things that you want to get better at. So that's really where that jump can increase even more, because you just have that pressure of the combine, the pressure of, ooh, I'm a rookie. Now it's okay, I'm a professional, and I can move forward and be a pro.